at our recent meeting, we decided it was time we did a scrapbook. We didn't have a scrapbook. I couldn't believe we didn't have anything like that. And so this is why we'd like to get it out that anybody that has clippings or pictures or anything of, you know, original food program, which was at the time it was started back in the 70s, it was called the Petersburg Senior Nutrition Program.
What does it provide for the manor as well as for others in town?
It provides three meals a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday evening dinners, and for anybody's 60 and over. And we deliver if you can't make it to the manor, or we can have you picked up in the van and bring you up there and take you home again.
And these are nutritionally balanced meals as required by the state of Alaska.
Right.
But we also try to make them colorful and attractive to the eye. Mm-hmm. And we do larger portions so that they can possibly be used for another, like a lunch the next day. And our cook that we have now and have had for over a year and a half cooks fresh. She doesn't like open cans. It's pretty neat. We've been saving money like crazy mm-hmm. with this wonderful new cook.
And so we talk about a scrapbook. You're looking for not just pictures for the scrapbook, but articles.
No, right,
Or anecdotes. Mm-hmm. It could just be something somebody remembers maybe mm-hmm. you could write down mm-hmm. about the food service program.
Yeah.
And if there are pictures, we will scan them. We won't destroy them, and we'll return them right to the people that loaned them to us.
How many folks do you serve generally on a regular basis, do you think?
Well, we also serve the assisted living
right.
and people around in the manor who don't want to come to the dining room. They can have them delivered to their apartments. And so recently there's upwards of 40 to 50 people.
Per meal.
But
meal.
Now that's pickup and deliveries. And
you don't have to do the dishes.
Yeah, right.
Do a lot of people take advantage of the delivery in town, seniors who are maybe
yes.
they stay in their homes?
Yes, they do.
Plus, it's a good time for, just a casual welfare check. Are you okay? We're coming with your food.
And company, too.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. company and mm-hmm. somebody regular. The driver can see changes in the person. You know, if something's wrong and he's not comfortable, he'll let people know.
So
another thing that we do once a month with the EMTs is we do blood pressure checks, mm-hmm. free blood pressure checks, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Do you guys have a favorite meal?
They love fish.
Yeah.
And we have some wonderful fishermen in town and fisherwomen.
Yeah, you get a lot of donations
that
of fish.
Bring us donations, and both Cold Storage and Tonka Seafoods package them for us because they have to be processed.
That's something I think maybe not everybody realizes. Am I remembering correctly that if you donate some fish to the manor, one of those processors will take care of it for you? You don't have to deal with it. You bring it to them and they'll take care of it and give it to the manor.
That's right. They've both agreed to do that, and they've been doing it now for quite a few years, haven't they?
So. And actually, it's donated to the Mountain View Food Service Program, but we also share with the assisted living cook down
right.
at the other end, who cooks 7 days a week, or the days we don't cook.
What prompted the board to want to do this scrapbook? Is it just the fact that you've maybe been over three decades
I've
now?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I thought, I haven't heard anybody mention anything about, you know, saving anything or taking pictures. And, you know, we do some fun things up there, especially on holidays. And, you know, we do drawings and decorate the place and serve, you know, from a punch bowl and, you know, just fun things for the people. And so I thought, gee, it's funny we don't have a scrapbook. And so we talked about it at our last meeting, and everybody thought that was a wonderful idea. So that's why we're looking into historical things that maybe people have that they don't realize they even have.